Welcome to the Gospel Giving Podcast. We're seeking to resource those committed to giving wisely, generously, and creatively to Christian ministry in Tasmania and beyond. We're hoping that with God's blessing, we might ignite a gospel-giving movement that will give a high regard for deliberate, thoughtful, and prayerful support of gospel ministry. For more information, visit gospelgivingmovement.org.
Hello, my name's Luke. I work with international students on UTAS campus, and I also coach a few of our staff members on support raising. When these guys started out support raising, I encouraged them to pull all the names out of their heads, people who they could ask about support raising, partnering with them in the ministry. And that's really tricky. I'm sure if I asked you, tell me all the people you know, your first word would be because it's hard to get those names out of your head. So we encourage our guys to think in terms of categories. Who are the friends, you could ask, the church members, the pastors, who are the rich people you could ask, the poor people you could ask. You know, there are lots and lots of different categories that in some ways the categories are not important. It's just more their ability to pull the many names that are lodged in your head out of your head. And so at the end with, 10 categories, you might then have 10 names under each category and you've got 100 people that you can then ask. This list of people I call the givers, the people you ask to give. But there's a whole nother list that quite often people forget about. It's not natural to think about the gatekeepers. So we've got the giver list, but also the gatekeeper list. We don't think about the gatekeepers because they are less directly involved with the money. They are the ones who open the doors to others who have the money. These are people who know everyone, connected in with a community that you're not connected in with. They might be a pastor. They might be a businessman. They might just be someone who's really popular at church and, kind of works the room. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? So that is another big list that I want my support raisers to write out. Each one of those gatekeepers is potentially a whole nother giving list. And so I want to tell my people that list of gatekeepers is so important. We might even say more important than the givers in terms of volume of names. So you've got the givers, the people who will directly give, and then the gatekeepers, the ones who will open the door to a group of people that you didn't think about, maybe you're not connected with. Over the years of my support raising, I have found that gatekeepers are such a blessing. Quite often the gatekeeper will be as close-minded as you were to the prospect of pulling all these names out of their head. You'll say, hey, can you give me a few names of people that I could ask, Mr. Gatekeeper? And they will say, and often, well, I don't really know that many people. So you need to push them, these gatekeepers, they're worth pushing, and say, well, could you tell me some friends, some church members, some people you've met at conferences? Do you know anyone who's really wealthy? Do you know anyone who really loves giving? In my area of ministry, the question of, do you know anyone who's connected with missionaries, who loves missionary work and giving to missionary work? Asking these questions, you slowly pull those names out of your gatekeeper's head. Sometimes, actually often, you'll need to ask the gatekeeper to help you to get access to these people. So the gatekeeper might need to arrange some way of the three of you meeting up, maybe over a coffee, maybe with an email where you're CC'd in. Sometimes they'll need to make the connections for you, but then usually afterwards, once you've made the connections, off you go. So when it comes to support raising, I want my people to think not just about givers, but also about gatekeepers. Givers are very important, equally, perhaps even more so, are the gatekeeper. Thanks very much.